Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there's everybody's favorite hour late, Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Well, I've been sitting here for an hour.
Not true. Been waiting for 4 minutes. Finally got in here. Shout out to my nephew, turned 15. Appreciate you guys letting me hang out with him today. Beat him in a little golf today, so that was awesome. But Parker, happy birthday, brother.
He's almost old enough, Shane, to enjoy some Tennessee legend. Come
on. Absolutely. And I'll tell you, man, if you get a shot, stop by at one of these locations, pun intended. Be sure to let them know the cousin sent you. Not only are you going to get a discount, but you will also get a free gift. And shout out to our boy, Cousin Will, making it down to the Tennessee Legend Distillery, hopping in there and letting it know. So big Mizzou fan, made it all the way up to Sevier County. So I appreciate you. And if you don't got it, go to your package store, tell them they need it on their shelves, and they will get it sent your way. And if you get a picture, email that secpodcast@gmail.com or message me on Twitter, and you could be the legend this week.
Yes, sir. You also be a legend if you check out my bookie. Don't forget, online sportsbook, mybookie.ag is the website. Promo code SEC. Up to $500, no risk wager today. For all the cousins out there, if you haven't already, take advantage of my bookie. I did, Shane. I think that's why I'm so red. I'm looking red today. But how you doing, buddy?
How's that blood pressure doing, Mike? You know?
I think it's football's getting to me, man.
Yeah, I know. It's these cameras sometimes, man. It helps if I get my face really close to the camera and then it pull away. So I don't know why it works, but it does. It does color me up. So, but hey, I'm ready. I'm absolutely ready. This is one of my favorite shows, Mike. I love the mailbag because we got so many. There's so many questions, like the same old questions I get tired of getting asked. And then the cousins come through with something I did not expect to hear.
Oh, yeah. Especially after we've seen some of these games. So, buddy, are you ready to get into it?
Let's do it.
All righty. So, man. Absolutely loaded. Hopefully we can get to all these. Lots of food questions, too. But
what?
First one specifically just for you, Shane.
Yes.
Shout out Ghost of Texas Football. What a name. What was the yardage, club, and pin location for Cousin Shane's ace?
It was red 2 at Dandridge Country Club, par 3, 111 yards. Exactly. Well, that's based off one of them little things that they get out there, rangefinders. I thought it was a little further than that, but whatever, you know?
I thought that was a hot dog finder.
No, that's what I use it for. Battery's dead, you know? But, I used a 9-iron, a Ping 9-iron.
Hey, how many brewskis did you have at the birthday party?
Zero. I was driving. I was a good boy. I'm getting ready for the weekend, you know? I feel like it's good to take a few days off, you know, and then we could fire it up because we got a whole day Saturday.
Well, we also got a day with Junior. Shaney gave us $10. He says, a day without cousins is like a day without sunshine. Go Gators! We appreciate you, Junior.
Hell yeah, cuz. Appreciate you and appreciate our boy Steven Up coming through. Roll Tide. Do you got the jingle there? Let's see. Who did we gift? We're just now getting this party. God, we are so late. I'm sorry.
Showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
And Steven Up gifted a lucky family member named Todd with a lot of D's. Todd, welcome to the family.
To the family. Man, we're so bad today.
The first time we ever done a show. It's like, you can tell it's getting close to Shane's bedtime, you know?
All right. Now let's get into the official cousins. Remember, official cousins always get their questions answered on the YouTubes. Floki Simmons.
Uh-huh.
What a name. He's a Gator.
Yeah.
This is a great question, because I don't know that there's a wrong answer, and there's many options we could go with.
Uh-huh.
Which overhyped quarterback has been the biggest letdown this season?
I mean, this is probably the easiest teed up one, right?
Maybe for you, but not for those that haven't hyped this guy to no end.
Yeah, I'm going Arch Manning. I think that for me... That feels like the right answer. there are some options, but I feel like this is a guy that, I mean, we were asking before the season started, before he even completed one season of football, is he coming back next year or is he entering the draft? You know, like that's what it is. Like, even if he's a first round pick, first pick off the board, like, would he come back? That's what this, those are conversations. So if you're having those conversations and then 3 weeks later, you're like, have you thought about, you know, giving one of these other guys some looks in these football games? I feel like we've come, we've made some wrong turns. So without a doubt, Arch Manning's number one on that list.
Yeah, well, because you were already down on DJ, right?
Yes.
And the injuries, so maybe that makes sense. But how about this? I mean, I think you're right. I don't think he's in the same conversation, and the story is yet to be written completely. But I'm a little disappointed, Shane, in Garrett Nussmeier.
Hmm.
You know, there's a lot of talk about him being the number one pick in the upcoming NFL draft.
Yeah.
Came back to win a national championship. Now, they still got – it's funny, they're 3-0. And I'm sitting there like, you know, but, you know, he's been injured. Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah.
Wait, if you would have told me they had this elite of defense, I would have said, by God, they're going 17-0 or whatever, you know. But
yeah,
the offense has me wondering. So that's, I think that's one. And how about Lenoris?
Yeah.
Again, I'm disappointed in him too. But I don't know if it's the offensive line, the offensive coordinator. Sometimes we got to not make excuses for these guys.
Yeah.
He's not played that well, but. I think I'd take Lenoris over. Well, I know I would. I'd take him over Arch. I'd take him over DJ, right, if I had to win a game. How about you?
Well, I like Michael's answer. The answer is obviously Nico, right? You know? all that news that we wasted for that UCLA quarterback. But I would go Arch, Nuss, and honestly, I'd go Sellers and then DJ. And the only reason I got DJ so low is just because I did not have as high expectations for him. Just based off some conversations we had at Media Days and his health, which ultimately, I guess I should put that into context. It's not health related. So I guess maybe I am a little more surprised about, you know, if you told me a healthy DJ was out there, I probably would have him at that two spot.
Right. Hey, we also got a shout out. You ain't going to like this one, Shane. Georgia boy for life just gifted a membership, Shane, to Shane. Oh, you're going to like Shane, though. He's gifted it to Shane Lambert.
Hell yeah, Shane.
Welcome
to the family. You can't have too many Shanes in a family, you know.
And we also got D. Stan.
Yeah.
D. Stan.
Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family.
We're getting it. All right. Another great question here, Shane.
Yes.
We appreciate Floki for the question. Cousin Emily, loyal cousin Emily, the biggest, baddest Auburn fan in the land. Florida gifted LSU with 5 turnovers, but LSU only scored 20.
Yeah.
Is this concerning for the future of their conference games? Thoughts on that, Shane? And again, context for anybody that missed the game,
mm-hmm.
LSU scored 20. One was a pick six. Another 3 came after a very short field thanks to a DJ Lagway turnover. So
yeah.
10 points on turnover, 10 points by the offense. Does that concern you?
I don't see how it can't, right? I mean, I understand a win is a win, and that's what, if Coach Kelly were here, he'd tell us 1-0, baby. But at the end of the day, I look at some of these teams that, okay, so Clemson sucks at putting points on the board. Florida sucks at putting points on the board. Ole Miss doesn't. Vanderbilt right. doesn't. A&M doesn't. Hell, Alabama. Arkansas doesn't. Oklahoma sure the hell doesn't. So, yes, I am very concerned because, yes, the defense has looked spectacular through 3 weeks, but they haven't played their best offenses yet. So what does that look like? You're going to have some production on that side of the football. And I know Coach Kelly doesn't want to get asked those type of questions, but it's something they definitely need to get right by September 27th, or they're going to have some L's on this schedule, in my opinion.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. You're just going to have to score.
Yeah.
Against some of these teams. So it is concerning. Good news for LSU, Shane.
Yeah.
They got a hell of a defense, so it may not matter. But, hey, real quick, so that was my alarm going off. Here's the official injury report released by the SEC for this week. Again, only conference games on here.
Okay.
But Auburn, Oklahoma, Shane, they're looking to get Champ Anthony back, cornerback. He's questionable. Eric Singleton, receiver, questionable. That's big news. Offensive lineman, left tackle, Isaiah Miller, he's questionable. Probable. Good news here. Damari Austin, outstanding running back, and Malcolm Simmons. So they look good for Auburn. Ooh, buddy. And then we go down to Oklahoma. A lot of questionables. Hell, the entire offensive line's questionable, apparently. Marvin Jones, good defensive lineman, defensive tackle, he's questionable. Zion Kearney's questionable. Good news is Keontae Lewis, probable. Danny Elke, he's probable. He's a beast that's yet to kind of been unleashed.
Yeah.
We got, now here's a big one. Sellers for South Carolina, of course, questionable, as is Mazio Bennett. And Missouri, healthiest damn team in the land. So good news for Missouri there. And that's all we got on the injury update. But I just wanted to share that breaking news with the cousins here.
Availability update. That's what that is. And I'm curious, did Sellers practice today? Have you heard?
I've heard speculation he did, but they have not confirmed it.
Okay. Well, I mean, because the only reason I asked, Coach, you know, he was pretty adamant. If he doesn't play Wednesday, he doesn't play Saturday. So I think he's out there. And honestly, even if he didn't, I would imagine that you don't bench Lenore Sellers. As much as I like Doty, it just ain't happening, Mike.
Right. Well, you know who else I'm not benching, Shane?
Carl Judkins.
Yeah. Just gifted five cousins. Shane.
I've got them. Got them if you're ready, brother.
Yes, sir.
First one's going to go to... I'm not ready. Charles, Terry Howard, Sarah Averlolo, Will Butler, Matt Green, welcome to the family. Man, I butchered Sarah's name. Sorry, Sarah. I should have just left her the first name.
You know who you are. You know.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Next question, Shane.
Oh, yes.
Wait. Emily had a two-parter. Should Pavia get another year? And Pavia has already come out and said this is his last year. So
Yeah. That
was kind of a – I just wanted to put that out there. He's not returning. He's all in this year. But you'll love this one, Shane.
But does that change at all? I mean, we don't know. Pavia got banged up last year, and I'm not wishing that on him. But if something like that happens, I don't think you can completely rule out Pavia coming back.
Clark Lee did too today.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess you can.
All right. And then how about this, Shane? Cousin Shane's favorite food pairing with a nice glass of Tennessee Legend.
Oh, hell yeah. Come on, cuz.
What's the answer?
I thought you said he was drinking out of a Tennessee Legend.
No.
Sorry.
Cousin Shane's favorite food pairing. What do you like to eat when you're drinking your Tennessee Legend? Is there
pizza? Frozen pizza. Yeah. Okay. I'm mixing it up. I tell you, you say what you want, man. It's just a perfect mix. I like pizza in general. It just feels like, I know there's the hamburger guys, there's the barbecue guys, there's the wing guys. Everybody's got their niche, right? And mine is pizza. I like pizza. I like Tennessee Legend, and that may change. You know, my palate is defined, and it may change next year. And I may say, you know what, I'd like a burger this time. But no, I'm sticking with pizza right now.
Yeah, that's the thing, Shane. I don't want to go too deep down a rabbit hole. I don't want to like explode your mind on the podcast.
Yes,
but there is this thing called food pairings where certain drinks go with certain foods.
Right. And Diet Coke. That's I get it.
Well, not quite. But yeah, exactly. I mean, just the point being, I think pizza goes with damn near everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
We gotta refine your taste here a little bit to where we can get a perfect pairing with some Tennessee Legend.
Well, it's funny that you mention that because this is what I'm doing this weekend, Smoke. The Screaming Sicilian Holy Pepperoni. I mean, look at all them words, Mike, and there's some big ones in there. Don't tell me I'm not refined.
Yeah, okay. I apologize. Also, who's refined, Shane?
Marshall Childs.
Bam! Just,
welcome
to the family.
Yeah.
God, you get the easy ones.
Welcome to the family.
And shout out, I just saw Emily. She said, pizza. That's the most Tennessee answer if I ever heard one.
Do you have a choice? Like, if you, I know you like barbecue. You're a big barbecue guy. So would that be your kind of go-to other than a salad?
No, I mean, it just, you're being, again, way too generic. There's certain beverages that go with certain foods. I'd have to sit down and explain this to you in depth. But if you go to a fine of restaurant, they'll tell you what drinks go with what food. You're supposed to pair them together.
Yeah, like wine? I don't drink wine.
Yeah, it could be wine, could be liquor, could be a lot of beer. I've taken to my favorite place, Tenfold. They make their own beer. What beers go with what foods?
It went with every food we ate in there. You know? I mean,
shout out Georgia Boy for Life. He just gave us a donation. Shane, is there any way I could give Florida fans some wins and some hope? The smiley faces are the wins that are going to get, the wins that they're going to get. But there is no hope.
Well, is there any way I can give Florida fans some wins and some hope? The smiley faces are the.
He's saying they're going to win 3 games.
Damn. I get it.
They could get to 4-8, surely, right?
I think, man, there's something in me, Mike, that feels like Florida's about to just surprise the shit out of us.
Uh-oh.
Right. I mean, maybe it's because Billy Napier kept telling me how damn close they were. This team is about to be dangerous, you know? And shit, Mike, you even doubled down on that. You said there was moments they should have won the LSU game. There's moments. Yep. They should be 3-0. Yeah. I know it sounds crazy, but they should definitely be 3-0. And what if they were just 1 week too? Maybe DJ comes out here and gets this thing rolling, and you get a top 5 win against Miami, a top 10 win against Texas. Come on.
Should Florida be in the top 5?
I mean, they're right back in the mix based off these AP. They're probably still in it.
Hey, Marshall, can Cousin Shane challenge Mike Elko to a cookout during the offseason?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to. That's one thing that we are going to try to do for the Cousins. Reach out to some of these coaches and get to them in the offseason. Just a little bit more laid back. Have something to eat. Elko would be a great hangman.
Hey, how about D-Stan? Seems like you guys are always making the game day come a little sooner. See what he did there? Wishing all the best from Oklahoma. Appreciate you, D-Stan.
Hell yeah. He's going to fit. He fits great in this family.
And how about Mike Andrews? What do you pair with a buyout? I'd say a trip down to the Bahamas, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Is that the first place you go? You hit the big one?
Going out of the country to where like people are not going to recognize me. If I was Jimbo, you never hear from me. You never see me again. I'd be living down there. You know what?
Would you do one of those like year-long cruises you set up and you just never come off the boat? They do that now. Instead of retirement homes, you could stay on a cruise ship. I think that's a pretty sweet deal.
Mm.
Me and you, Mike. Come on. There'll be a time we'll be podding on the carnival.
I'd just rather do it on the beach.
Okay. All right.
Eliminate the boat. Those boats scare me.
All right. Food anytime we want. Drinks anytime we want. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. How about this one, Shane, from Cousin Forrest Whittle, official cousin, going to get his questions answered. How bad will Auburn have to lose this week for people to realize they have been overhyped this season? Let me throw up her schedule. I will redact this question and jump on the Hugh Freeze bandwagon if they upset Oklahoma. So, again, the question, how bad will they have to lose for people to see they've been overhyped? I don't know. Well, Shane's been overhyping them, but I don't think there's a ton that, or I could be wrong. I don't know. What's your thoughts there?
I think it comes down to, I mean, you're talking about a number. I would say at least a couple scores, 14 to 17 points or more. Mm-hmm. That would be, but also I think it could be a 3-point, but miscoached opportunity, right? You know, where we get to the very end and we're saying Jimbo, but Hugh Freeze, what the hell were we thinking? So that
slip of the tongue, they're basically the same.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what is this? Not a, what is it when they're the same thing? Simile?
Synonym?
Cinnamon?
Synonym.
All right. Too many big words today. I'll give it. I should have quit at Sicilian.
Hey, but at the same time, if they go on the road and beat Oklahoma, I mean, these damn fans think they're going to the national championship now.
Mike, they're back. They are absolutely back. I told you, this is a game that you could go either way. I feel like either Oklahoma will be crowned as arrived, or You could turn around and say Auburn is the team that is now. I mean, you look at the schedule. Well, the only thing that I would say the difference between the two is if Auburn wins,
yeah,
I really like their opportunities here because I feel a lot better about the A&M game. The Georgia one, I mean, they're a powerhouse. I think there's only one team in the country that could beat them. And if they had a kicker, it would have been last Saturday. But after that,
I mean, Missouri looks damn good too.
I know.
Vanderbilt.
But you got them at Bama. Home and stuff. It's just, I don't know. I feel like the.
I feel like you're trying to will this into existence here.
Come on, man. He's back. You freeze.
You know who else is back, Shane?
Who's that?
Gutter gave us $10. Hey, can we talk about the Florida coach who was a high school coach in New Orleans, hit a LSU player in the face, but was suspended 3 games and not fired? Jabari Juke, I guess, is who he's referring to.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. He hit someone in the face?
I couldn't find the video. Trust me. I looked everywhere.
Yeah. I feel like if he hit somebody, they would have fired him.
Maybe. I mean, if there's no proof on video, maybe.
Right.
If you punched a kid in the face, I think you're getting fired.
Yeah.
Right. But if it's a helmet situation, like he had his helmet on, I mean.
You know, you tell me what's worse, Shane.
Yeah.
Of course, we're talking the Florida Gators here. But what's worse? You losing these games?
Yeah.
You're sitting here at 1-2, or the fact that you're getting coaches suspended, you got players spitting on people, and the thing that Billy's got to hang his hat on is the culture and good guy. And by all accounts, he is a good guy. But this is not a reflection of a program run by a good guy, is it?
No, absolutely not. And Gunner says he has video. Can you send that to me? That would be appreciated on the Twitter. So, but yes, I do think that this is a direct reflection of the culture that's created down there in Gainesville. You can't just, it's not one singular problem. You know, it's multiple problems. It's every single week. It's just bleeding over. And that starts from the top down. So absolutely, Mike, at the end of the day, it's not just about wins and losses. It's about what else is happening on that. I mean, they may do another Swamp Kings after this damn thing. You know what I'm saying? The cheap version with Billy Napier.
But here's the deal, Shane.
Yeah.
They beat Miami. They beat Texas. They beat A&M. They beat Georgia. They'll come back and say, what a culture problem. This is our man. You know what? They won't give a damn.
Isn't it kind of funny? Like, things get magnified when they're bad, don't they? Yeah. And I feel like sometimes they get swept under a rug a little bit. So, I don't know. We may have that.
Hey, Crazy Cheese Wizard. Shane, you going to auction off that wig?
It's right here. Bring it back. I wear it on the weekends, you know, when I go out.
Hey, shout out Benton Bird, Shane. He just became a member. Benton.
Hell yeah. Welcome to the family.
We appreciate you, buddy. All right. Oh, man, they're flying in here. How about this one, Shane? Really good one. Cousin Kyle Loving Good, one of the most loyal cousins out there. Has been with us for years. We appreciate you, Cousin Kyle. So after a couple shaky games, is Arch just the newest chapter in Texas' favorite tradition called being the most overrated team in America?
Oh, man.
Isn't it weird, Shane, where we were saying, oh, this team ain't going to make it in the SEC. Here they come. They start whooping everybody's ass. And then next thing you know, insert, you know, the legend, the next Manning. Everybody wanted him. Nick Saban was dying to get him. Kirby Smart dying to get him. Texas gets him. They're just waiting for him to finally make his appearance. And now, they ran the last quarterback off for this guy. And now we get him in here, and he can't win a game.
Yeah, it's just it's terrible, Mike. It's absolute. I can't handle. No, it's funny because we don't really. I mean, honestly, Mike, prior to them joining the SEC, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't follow a lot of Texas. So if there's a lot of hype on these teams, it's tough for me to kind of agree with Oklahoma because they got to deal with it firsthand. You know, A&M got to deal with it firsthand because they're neighbors. But what I'm seeing now is I'm feeling a little bamboozled. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling a little hoodwinked, if you will, that Texas isn't back. And they still look good. They're still, they control their future. I mean, I'm not There's nothing that's going to come from the Sam Houston game that's going to give me the warm fuzzies, but I feel like they have got to hit the ground running Saturday, and Arch needs a 17-17, kind of like what's-his-name had down there in Bama.
Yeah. You know who doesn't necessarily need to do that, Shane?
Who's that?
Patrick Queenson.
Nice. Patrick, welcome to the family. We needed a Patrick.
Welcome to the family.
Yeah, we were short of Patrick, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of names. Patrick's not one of them. I like that.
All right,
and he looks like a guy I could get some good advice from, you know. That's a very
We need
nice
all the
photo.
Good advice we can get, you know. Shout out, Cheesy Scrum, Shane. What will Hugh Freeze throw first? His visor or his clipboard? Boomer.
It's going to be, I would say, the visor. Yeah. Very red face. You think Mike's
I don't think he has a clipboard,
face.
Does he?
I've never.
He
I
does the play so. Sheet.
He does the play sheet. Yeah, but it'll be the visor for sure.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Shane, these Razorbacks are damn fired up.
What?
I think we got a couple mailbag questions about it, but shout out Bryce Carter, gave us 10 bucks. Y'all hit that damn like button. Mike and Shane, please give me your unfiltered opinions on Hunter Yurecek's loser-minded ass comments at the Little Doc.
The last comment, too. He's like, before I walk off the stage, we suck at football. Can we have some money? What the fuck, man? You know, I just, that, sorry, well, Mom.
Let's clear it up for people maybe that didn't see it.
Yeah.
But basically, he just said, Arkansas can't win at football.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, we're not comfortable basically doing what is necessary. And what that means is, he said, there's rules. But there's not anyone really like, patrolling the rules.
Yeah.
There are rules. We are going to follow the rules. We don't feel comfortable not following the rules. But he basically said the rest of the SEC isn't following the rules, and we're going to have to figure out how to follow the rules and keep winning. And he did say we can't win a championship, basically.
Well, so there's two separate comments. The first one. Was the NIL and basically he says, "Hey, we're good. We're obeying the law. Arkansas, we're in a sweet spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's some teams out here that are winning football games that are in a different lane." And I mean, he did kind of broach the subject of how he goes, maybe we should look at that lane. You know, he talked to those guys. He says, if there's no trooper ahead of you, you're going to go over the speed limit. So I like that, but I don't like how he ends this thing. I've got the video right here. This is how he ends it right here.
I think we're doing just fine at the University of Arkansas, and I think we're set up to win a national championship in men's basketball moving forward. We know we're set up to win a national championship in baseball moving forward, and I think we're set up in several other sports to win a national championship. Football, where we are right now, we're not set up to win a national championship. I'll just be brutally honest with that. But I think we're set up to compete really well in the Southeastern Conference, especially now with the new revenue sharing model.
We can compete, Mike. We ain't gonna win, but we can compete.
Well, why can they win a championship in the other sports but not football? That would be my question to him.
I totally agree with you. And I feel like he's pairing it with the NIL, that it's not fair, that we don't have enough money, that we can't compete, that there's a big gap between some of these programs in Arkansas, yada, yada, yada. And, I mean, this is a whole thing, and that's what this is about, Mike, is getting money. But there's a way to get money, and optimism is that. And there has been some optimism with this football team this season, right? I feel like when you watch that game with Ole Miss, you know, there was a questionable interception. There was some stupid, you know, penalties. There was mistakes on both sides of the football. But it boiled down to Sam not winning a close football game. But, damn, it was a close football game. And it felt like Arkansas, when I walked away from that one, Mike, I felt like Arkansas is going to beat some good teams this year. Not be competitive. I think they're going to whoop up on some good teams this year. So that would have been my message. Not like, hey, we're good in other sports. Let's just, you know, what are we doing?
You know what? He two things he did there, Shane.
Yeah.
He screwed Sam Pittman.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you're a fan, you're like, well, why the hell am I going? Why am I supporting this? We can't win. The guy just said it.
Yeah.
And then I think he screwed inevitably, they're going to have to hire another coach, whether it's this year or next year, mm-hmm. the year down the road. If I'm getting offered that job, I'm saying, well, I have it on record here. You said it. We cannot win.
Yeah.
Why the hell am I taking this job? I mean, in no sense does that make any logical sense, you know?
No, it doesn't. And it's just stupid. It's a terrible comment, and he definitely shouldn't have said it.
Hey, and then, all right, so similar theme, different school. Shout out Strap Man, official cousin. Who will take the stressful head coaching job at Florida, knowing that you might get fired in 4 years if you don't get in a playoff spot? But I'll tell you, these coaches don't think like that.
Yeah.
They think they could fix it.
Yeah.
And Florida has proven you can win the SEC, you can win the national championship. And, hell, if you are afraid to take that job because of the stress, then you're a coward, and I wouldn't want you as my coach anyway. That'd be my answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want a guy. I feel like if you take the Florida job, you're coming there to win national championships. I mean, that's even though they've been down and out and they haven't had the success that they've had, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, it's there, and the coaches that have been coaching for 20, 30 years all know what it could be. So I feel like it's always going to be an ideal landing spot for one of these guys. But I'm with you. There's going to be a handful of names, though, that they're going to look at it as a, I don't know, not a challenge, but it's not as, it feels like as easy as it used to be down there in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about this one, Shane, from Too Tall Paul? What a name. Official cousin here. If Ole Miss wins, does College Game Day come next week to Oxford for Ole Miss LSU over Georgia Bama?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I was hoping you would say at least give him some optimism, but there's no shot in hell.
No, they ain't missing that one.
Bama, Georgia is just too big of a game. You know what?
Yeah, just and basically, too, off of what it was last year, that thing ended with highlight after highlight. So, yeah, I'm sorry. It doesn't happen. It doesn't
Mm-mm.
happen.
Mm-mm. All right. Hey, I love this one, Shane. Shout out Old Mace. He's in the comments here. He's an official cousin.
Yeah.
What do you think are the three biggest fool's gold takes in the SEC right now?
Fool's gold take. Let's see. You got any?
My favorite, Auburn, baby, right now. I don't know that it's necessarily a take, but you know that they're, I don't know that anyone's saying they're a playoff team, but that I think that could be fool's gold. I think Missouri, perhaps a little bit of fool's gold there. Well, I still don't know if they've proven themselves too much. And then, I think the biggest one of all, Texas. Texas. They don't look too good right now.
Yeah, I'm right there with it. It's tough for me to argue. Fool's gold, I think Arch Manning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out, man. I've not seen anything. I go back to week one, and there were signs, there was moments, but when you don't have the same moments against a team like UTEP, I question it. So I'm not out on Texas. I still feel like they can out physical a lot of teams that they're gonna, but they've got some work ahead of them, mainly in that quarterback room and that offensive line. I'm not gonna let them off the hook either. They've been kind of bad as well.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible? They ain't going to like it, Shane.
Yeah.
Hell, we just played showed the injury report. About 9 offensive linemen are hurt.
Yeah.
Could Oklahoma be fool's gold?
Could Oklahoma be fool's gold?
Yes.
No. No, they're the real deal. They're a real deal. I don't know why you hate the Sooners. But I would say this one.
They're just going to go run rampant on the damn SEC if they don't have an offensive line?
Never said that. I said that they're 3-0. They look good. Doesn't mean that they're going
to if they lose to Auburn, how many SEC games are they realistically winning? They're losing Auburn at home.
No, they're not losing to Auburn.
If they lose to Auburn, how many games are they winning? SEC games.
Well, if they lose to Auburn, I say they lose – we'll see, 1, 2, 3, 4, potentially 4 to 5 additional games.
Then that's fool's gold right there. You don't got an offensive, if they lose to Auburn, it's going to be because the offensive line.
But what if they win? But what if they win? What if they come out here and they beat them by 21 points? Then I don't think that they're going to lose 4 or 5. Then they're going to, I maybe have them at 1 to 2. You know, I just,
well,
I
that's why
like,
they're saying fools, you know, we're saying fool's gold, you know? I mean, everybody looks a million bucks at 3-0.
Fool's gold would be expecting them to do well and they don't.
Right.
So a fool's gold is not pivotal on one matchup, in my opinion. I just feel like if it happens that way, then it's fool's gold. I get what you're saying, but you can say
fool's gold is, you're looking at it, it's like, oh my God, that's gold. Oklahoma might be the best team in the country. You get up close to it, you get the conference play, and you're like, oh, shit, this is a lump of rock. Yeah. That ain't worth nothing. You know what I mean?
Which I totally agree with. I agree with, but that's me saying that they lose to Auburn, and I never said that. So I feel
Because isn't it possible that Michigan just sucks?
Yeah.
And then we're sitting here celebrating Illinois State and Temple like it's Clemson and Georgia.
You want to know what the ultimate fool's gold is? And I hinted on this earlier, and it's going to sound like a joke.
Tennessee?
No, Florida. I think it's fool's gold to think Florida sucks, because I don't think they do. I really do think that this is a super talented football team. I've been very impressed, especially on the defense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if we're talking, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if it's Billy. Just get to me or something
it's that
like
face,
that,
isn't it?
I know, but you don't just give up on this team yet, because if they start freaking winning, then we're gonna like pivot immediately and say, dude, I told you this in the offseason. Florida was gonna be a great football team. I don't want to face
now.
It.
I feel like you're trolling. That's what I feel like. All right, hey, how about I love this, and thank you, Dustin, for. Giving us the pronunciation of your name. Dustin Mizey, not M-I-Z, Mizey. Dustin Mizey, official cousin. Uh-huh. How much would it take to make sure Mike does not pick the Razorbacks for the rest of the year? And, hey, I got good news for you, Dustin.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of games on his damn schedule right now, as I've seen your defense, that I am going to be picking you to win.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but I see one lock of a win.
One lock?
Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm right there with you, Mike.
Now, I'm not saying they're going to lose all these games, because you got this man who I think is a badass, Taylen Green.
Yeah.
And he's going to keep you competitive. But it's, I mean, literally last week, Shane, one turnover, and it wasn't even by him. It was just by a receiver.
Yeah.
And they lost the game. You know, I think they're going to be on that razor's edge every, just given the difficulty of this schedule. So, I'm not going to be picking you to win too many more.
Golly,
people that's what he wanted. So,
I that's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. I mean, what would be ideal situation for Arkansas right now? Let's just hypothetically, Mike.
Here's what they need to do, and it's not as simple. You know, we can't just snap our fingers and have it happen.
Yeah.
Start forcing turnovers on defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If we could get, you know, I guess any of these teams, Shane, if we could force 2 turnovers in a game,
yeah,
we can win. Because we ain't stopping anybody.
Right.
So we need to force the issue and score points. And that's what it's going to take.
Well, after 3 games, have you shifted what the ceiling could be for this football team? Because I think we had Ole Miss as a loss.
So, I had it as a win. So I think I've actually lowered expectations.
Damn, sorry. Man, I'm trying to help the Razorbacks.
This is exactly what I thought
they'd be. I got Hunter Jr. over here saying, they're not built for it.
This is exactly what I thought they'd be.
Okay.
Really good on offense, really bad on defense. You know what? And they may be worse on defense. But I think they're better on offense than I thought.
Okay.
They might have the best offense, worst defense.
You know who's the best, though? Bryce Carter. He says, by God, I'll donate to this show long before I give your checks ass a dime. Beer's on me, cousin. Tennessee will be 10-2 in the playoff, losing to the same two teams as last year. Shane's worry level versus Talon.
Would you take that right now? If you guarantee losing to Arkansas, but you win the rest of them.
Absolutely, because we're going to the playoffs.
And you get a home game this year. In the playoff.
Yes, yes. I would take that in a heartbeat. And I'm not going to lie, I've watched all three of those Arkansas games, and I worry a lot about Talon Green coming over here. Not Talon. Who's this? Is this Drink Carter over here sending me this thing? Drink Carter.
Hey, P5 Crowley gave us some money here, Shane.
Yeah.
How do I buy a membership? Hell, I don't even know. Tried, can't figure it out. It's a link in the show notes, right?
Yeah, you just go to the show notes. So you'll minimize this. Go ahead and hit a thumbs up while you're there. You'll hit notes, and then it'll go down. You say show more notes again, and then there will be the link. And once you click on it, you can purchase the $4.99, which because I appreciate the $9.99. That's 2 months worth of membership. So I appreciate you. Your family in my books, just because you did that, cuz.
Yeah. And then Thor Hogg, Shade, so he's an official cousin.
Yeah.
Basically, same deal as the Juracek stuff. After the comments by Juracek, if they decide to move on from Sam Pittman, how difficult will it be to hire a good coach? That's kind of what I was talking about because of those stupid-ass comments, because it seems like he's not setting up Pittman to succeed. This is just one of many issues Arkansas fans have had with Juracek as AD, and why we won his ass gone. He didn't say ass. I said it. So,
but you also don't want Arkansas as a stepping stone, because I feel like they're going to be able to go out here and find potentially a guy that's up and coming that has an opportunity to be really successful. And if you're out here presenting Arkansas is a handicapped program, well, then they're going to use it as that, as a launch pad, or maybe even a bypass. They may not even go to your school, like you said. You can't have that narrative floating around out there.
Let me ask you, Shane, would you rather have, because you just said up and coming, whoever that is, you know, a John Summerall, a Golish down there at South, I know he lost to Miami, but hell, that's like number four team in the country.
Yeah.
Up and coming, or John Gruden, because we're getting the groomers back, like a big name that could do something, you know?
Yeah.
And keep in mind, they interviewed Dion years ago before he was a coach.
I want flash, man. I do. I mean, you see it. It's fun. You want to be a part of it. You want your program. They did it with their basketball coach. Look how exciting basketball got, you know, when Cal. I feel like Florida or their football team could do the exact same thing. And I mean, is it the safe pick? No, but is it the fun pick and the one we all want? Abso-freaking-lutely. We want to recruit. We want to have the best players on our football team. We want to be fun to watch.
You know who's fun, Shane?
Bruce Wayne's brother, Austin.
I was like, where are you going with that? Austin Wade, we appreciate you, buddy. You just gifted membership to, come on, YouTube chat.
Little help.
Here we go. I got it. It's U.S. Marine Corps 65.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the family. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Absolutely. Marine Corps. Mo, that's one thing I never, I could never do something like that. I was like, I'm pretty sure I got flat feet. You remember that back in the day? They're like, they ain't going to draft me, are they? You know, I got flat feet, you know? No, you're just fat. They ain't going to bring you either.
All right. Hey, how about this one, Shane? Cousin Sven, he's a spicy one here.
Yeah.
What if, let me throw up our schedule. What if Texas gets smoked by Oklahoma, Georgia, and A&M? They pay Manning NIL, I don't know where he's getting this, $8.7 million a year. What? So they cut him after an 8-4 season?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Do you?
No,
I don't think so at all. I feel like I don't think anything can happen this year. Sark could lose. I think he could go 6-6 and they'd bring him back, right?
Well, I think he's saying Arch Manning. Do they cut Arch?
Oh, Arch? No. But, you know, maybe there's a surgery, a cleanup surgery you can have or something like that.
You might have to bring someone in via the portal to challenge him, I think.
Well, I mean, if anybody could do it, it'd be Texas. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I would do, you know?
Yeah.
If they were really bad.
Who would you go, like, SEC schools right now, who would you try to poach? Who would you try to Carson Beck here?
SEC?
Yeah.
John Mateer.
Just bring him on down.
How much fun would that be?
Oh, that'd be awesome entertainment. <wouldn't it? laughs> Oh, shit. Oklahoma signed it off.
Hey, shout out the legend, Shane. He made it.
There he is, legend.
Cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, JR. He gifted to Ezra. Ezra, welcome
to the family.
Courtesy of the legend, JR.
It's been a long day, JR, hasn't it? He was there at 7:30 this morning hanging out with me. It's a long one, man. 12 hours. I'm getting a little wonky here.
Hey, Dustin. My Z just gave us a donation. Does Dabo end up at an SEC school next year? Wild no. press conference? No.
Florida? I don't think Dabo's leaving, but it is pathetic what he's doing, and I get it, right? He's wow me. What? Look at all I've done. Look at all these trophies I've got. But if he were to leave, he would bounce for a Big Ten school in a heartbeat.
If you're Florida, would you hire him?
I would.
I think I would.
Yeah, I would go. I would. Programs that, man, that would be an interesting one. I wonder if Dabo would take that job. That'd be an interesting one.
Dabo to Arkansas? I couldn't see that.
No, I'd see Dabo to Florida, to an LSU, to a Bama, to a Georgia, to a Texas, maybe an A&M. I feel like those would be the ones that he'd consider.
Mr. Precise here. Oklahoma invented championships. Y'all just now coming to the party. Barry Switzer, Oklahoma is the SEC. Precisely predicted it. Boomer.
Man, They're back, baby. They are back. Yes.
He'll be missing for 2 months. They lose on Saturday. No. Like all these Gamecocks out here. Where are they? You know?
Yeah, the Gamecocks. They're taking a week off, ain't they?
How about Jason Story, Shane? He's an official cousin. You guys coming to the Red River, and when you get to the fair, you got to try deviled egg cheeseburger sliders or the churro cheesecake jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
Whoa. Now they got me interested.
That's what I had today over at my nephew. A lot of people was like, your nephew had a party? Yeah, and there was jalapeno poppers there. So, that's something I didn't do. 10 years ago. I didn't mess with that. Jalapeno poppers. It's a vegetable. But I had one. Man, they are dynamite. Now, my brother-in-law, he's a hell of a cook.
Yeah, but I bet they weren't churro cheesecake jalapeno poppers.
Well, I don't even know what that would taste like.
I think that's why he said it, Shane. This is like when you go to those fairs, this is the food they got to give you. Like, it's like out of this world, you know?
So it'd be like a sweet. I mean, I imagine sweet.
Sweet and heat.
Churro's like a cinnamon. So I need to bring an EpiPen to this fair. Check. Got it.
How about deviled egg cheeseburger sliders?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah, I'll do it. As long as there's no pickles involved.
Okay.
You know, because they're weird about them deviled eggs. I hate relish in the deviled eggs. I think that you should be banned from making deviled eggs.
You know who's not banned?
Who's that?
Matthew B.
Hell yeah, cuss.
Gents, let me help you out. Texas is fool's gold. They played this game for 120 years. Boomer Sooner, bring on the other from Alabama. All right, how about this one from Cousin Ernie? And believe me, Shane, when I was reading this, I was like, oh, this is a Longhorn that's just mad they're upset. No, he's an Aggie.
Yeah.
Shout out Cousin Ernie, official cousin. We have seen this from A&M before. What makes this different from the 2021 win versus Bama and last year's win over LSU? The win on Saturday feels the same as those two. And then he says, I'm an alum. I'm a fan since childhood. Too long, didn't read. Trust me, I have issues. Gig'em! I mean, big difference is it's on the road, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's the road game for me. And I think that's going to be a huge part moving forward. When we get into the meat of this SEC schedule, home field advantage, you're seeing it with up in Mississippi State, right? I don't think they win that game if this was 8 weeks in last year, you know, because that place would have been at 75% capacity and played at noon, you know. So right. I feel like these road game environments are going to be pivotal, and honestly, it's the fans are going to dictate who's going to be in those playoffs at the end of the year, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you're getting Auburn coming off a tough yeah. physical game against Oklahoma on the road, and they're yeah. coming to your house. Florida will be coming off LSU, Miami, Texas, and they're coming to your house. I don't know. The schedule sets up really well. But, again, I think they got to split. I've said this before. Split the four road games. You've already won a difficult one. But uh-huh. all you got to do is split. At Arkansas, at LSU, at Missouri, at Texas. You split them, you're in the playoff.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's not easy. But it's attainable, I think, given what we've seen the first 3 weeks of the season.
When you say it, it sounded easy. Like, yeah, just do that. Just do that. And then you're in.
Hey, shout out cousin Michael Riley. Appreciate him still hanging in there despite the
come on, cuz
years of Billy Napier suffering.
Just give him time, baby. This close.
Do you think we're going to start seeing coaches getting fired earlier and earlier to get a jump start on recruiting for next year? Secondly, would you like Jed Fish at Florida? That's an interesting one, but what's your thoughts, Shane? Coaches getting fired earlier and earlier. You think we had two over the weekend, but I don't
think so. I don't. I mean, we've had coaches fired for ever, right?
Right.
And I've never seen one fired early and said, "Hey, that's a good thing." You know, it helped yeah. them do this. So I don't. And honestly, I feel like it could hurt them. Mainly because of that 30-day window that,
right.
that kind of kicks in, and you're starting to see every team is poaching because there's now two schools. At the end of the year, you may have 20 schools, 30 schools, you know, so I feel like that's just kind of disadvantage.
Right, and that's why I said, Shane, you weren't buying it, but we got to get to game five before that.
Yeah.
Again, the window still opens, but you can't redshirt. We still got the redshirt rule, which is you play four games, you can redshirt. So, yeah and just in today's era with NIL, players are kind of locked in with contracts anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they necessarily honor it. But I also have seen many a time, Shane, where a coach, you know, you fire your coach and you're like, all right, we got 2 months for the coaching search.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to make a damn bit of difference. Like, I don't think it gives you this major advantage because, like, I'm just inserting names here, right?
Yeah.
But let's say Florida fires Billy Napier Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at, again, I'm just making this up just to kind of piss you off. Heupel, let's say they're calling to Josh Heupel.
Yeah.
Let's say they're looking at Dan Lanning mm-hmm. and Ryan Day. Again, I have no clue who they'd look at. But are those guys going to be like fielding calls?
No.
They're going to say, hey, wait, if you're, and even not them, but through their agent, they're going to say, wait till the end of the season. And we'll gauge the interest, you know? So what good does it do firing him on Sunday? I don't think it really helps you in a coaching search. I really don't think it helps much.
No, but if you're hiring John Gruden, somebody that is unemployed-esque, you know?
Right. Yeah, he'll be available for the next couple of weeks, I would think.
A Jimbo Fisher, you know, guys that aren't doing anything right now, I feel like.
Just insert them in.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out Liquid. He gave us $5, Shane.
Hey, thank you, cuz.
Shane said he skips breakfast, but if you ate cereal, what's your go-to? Cinnamon Toast Crunch for the win, but that would kill Shane.
You know, it's my brother's favorite. Flying Hawaiian growing up. Maybe that's why he got it, because I wouldn't eat it. damn, it's all coming full circle. He always got that weird stuff. Smacks. You remember Smacks?
Oh, yeah.
He was that. I was always the peanut butter, you know, I was always Crunch Berries or something like that. That's kind of was my go-to until the roof of my mouth is, you know, so numb I can't. But the older I've gotten, those I like the Frosted. What are the little biscuits? Is it Mini Wheats? Yeah.
Yeah.
Love those. Love the Mini Wheats.
I could have guessed that. All right, shout out Free Daddy Hog, Shane. He's a long question. I'm just going to simplify it. Is Arkansas a good defensive coordinator away from being really good? Is that the problem? Because our defensive play calling obviously had something to do with the Ole Miss loss, or will Pittman's always be the problem? I think the problem for Arkansas, I don't know about you, Shane, but I think the problem is talent.
Yeah.
Hell, this defensive coordinator schemed up one hell of a game plan to beat Tennessee last year.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the problem. And everyone that I know loves the guy. He's an elite recruiter. I mean, hell, he's even getting you talent, but it's not enough. Until you upgrade to the defensive talent, and they have tried via the portal, and it still doesn't seem to be corrected. I think talent is the issue overall.
And not just topical talent, depth. And you saw that last year, and you're going to start seeing it again this year. I feel like if you have Arkansas on your schedule, you'd rather have them late than early because, I mean, it's like that old shelving thing. You remember I always tell you, it's like you go in the store and everything looks like front, you know, the items are in the front, but then you move a can and you're like, oh shit, nobody's stocking this. There's nothing behind it, you know? That's kind of what it feels like sometimes with Arkansas.
Hey, how about this one, Shane, from the official turnover trash can? What a name. Will Tennessee be balanced enough to make a deep playoff run? Is our offense is putting up these big numbers? So is the defense. What's your thoughts on that, Shane?
Oh, man, they are going off on the cereal here. Can I ask you real quick, Mike, on the cereal, and then I'll answer this question.
Yeah.
What is your cereal?
I don't eat any of that.
You don't eat any of it?
I hate cereal.
If you pick, God, you have been in Nashville too long, Mike. Man,
that's all junk. Don't eat that.
I'm not eating it that often. You know, I just I would say the mini wheats is right now. Captain Crunch is when I was younger. Have you ever had Kix? You seem like a Kix kid. You know, like because it sucks. It is terrible. It looks like it's good. And those commercials, I'll never forget those little bastards tell me how good I could finally convince mom to buy a box of Kix, and it was one of the worst cereals I had in my life. So, sorry.
Yeah, Jesus got it. I eat cage-free.
Cage-free.
I mean, all that is candy. Like, literally, it's candy.
Yeah. Or the ones that I like, it's a little more expensive, but it's like the brand stuff, and it's got the little crunchies in it and like maybe frozen yogurt.
We haven't reached the food questions yet, Shane. Okay, Tennessee, are they going to be balanced enough to make a deep playoff run?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. This is a team that they got some games, right? We joke about Mississippi State. I'm not joking about Mississippi State. It's a good football team. Arkansas could beat you. Alabama could beat you. Kentucky won't beat you. Oklahoma and potentially Florida. So there's some of these games that should catch you. But I think Tennessee's going to be favorites in every single game except maybe the Bama one, which I'm not convinced they wouldn't be a favorite in that one.
Dude, this defense is a problem. I mean, Mississippi State can move, Arkansas is damn good.
We didn't have any. Our cornerbacks are out. Defensive linemen's banged up. They're getting healthy.
You've already crowned Oklahoma. Vanderbilt's looking good. No, I don't see it, Shane.
No, Tennessee's going to be fine. Tennessee be fine.
All right. How about Cousin Terrence, Shane, official cousin? Start, bench, or cut?
Yes.
Taylen Green, Gunnar Stockton, Joey Aguilar. Start, bench, or cut?
Starting Taylen, benching Gunner, and what was the other option?
Cut. You're cutting Aguilar. You just have him pegged for the playoff.
Yeah, no. I'd bench Aguilar and cut Gunner.
I knew you'd say that, damn homer.
Yeah.
But the right answer, you had it right the first time. We got to cut Aguilar.
Yeah.
Gunner just went on the road, won a huge game. Fans are doubting him. Hell, he beat Texas in the second half of the SEC championship. He's just proven more to me. And this is a tough question because all these guys are playing their hair's on fire. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
We wouldn't realistically cut any of these guys, but I got to give a slight edge to Gunner.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
He made the clutch plays, you know?
I like Jobs here. He says, what? Tennessee favorite against Alabama on the road? Shane, you're not quite on point tonight. And I'm like, this is why Mike is hesitant to push the show back, because the point gets further away.
Shane, so, I'm not even kidding. Alabama's going to be like a 10-point favorite.
I know. You're probably right.
Now, if it was in Neyland.
What if Georgia smokes them? I mean, we're given
eight-point favorite.
I mean, we're giving a lot of credit to the Wisconsin game, the Louisiana game. I mean, let's just be realistic. It wasn't that long ago we watched a Florida State game, and this Alabama team looked totally different. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm not quite. That may be fool's gold. There you go. How about that one?
That's fair, Shane.
Yeah.
Tennessee's best win this season is a loss to Georgia.
Yeah, but how great was that loss?
All right, shout out cousin Garrett Newell, Shane.
Yes.
Which defense has surprised you the most? He says good and bad.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry, I got to turn these comments off.
Which defense has surprised you the most positively?
LSU.
And negatively?
Negatively. I would probably say...
So probably someone that you anticipated was good, that's not been, you know what I'm saying? Because it is a surprise.
Maybe Tennessee. I hate to say it, but yeah, I'd go Tennessee or South Carolina. I'm torn between those two. And then LSU, I'm just surprised the quick turnaround.
LSU is the correct answer, I think, for the good. How about this one? You didn't mention them, though. I've been disappointed with A&M on defense. I just expect more from Mike Elko, year two. Remember, he's damn pounding the table. I don't think he pounded, but he's like, we're going to get this damn fixed. Secondary's a joke.
Yeah.
I don't think he said a joke. But, you know, now it's early. Mm-hmm. Hell, all these teams we just referenced, they could turn it around.
Yeah.
But given the competition until Notre Dame, I mean, they were giving up, they've been giving up a lot. I'm a little disappointed with A&M.
Yeah. But I didn't expect much from them, so okay. I'm not in the same boat. I would say I'm more surprised with South Carolina, Tennessee. I could put Georgia in there. Say what you want. That's not typical Georgia defense, and so that was their first true test. You watch the Austin Peay game. It's again, they shut them out, but it wasn't like just pretty.
Hey, shout out Matthew. He gave us 10 more bucks. Sorry, Mike. Shane's right. This is Shane's burner. The rest of you can play for second, and we'll be there to root for someone unless it's Texas.
I love it.
All right. How about this one, Shane, from Cousin Magic 8-Ball, official cousin. True or false? With NIL leveling the playing field, Heupel will win a natty at Tennessee because his offense gives us an advantage over most teams. Coaching and scheme are more important now because teams can't stockpile talent. True or false?
Unlike Hunter, I feel like we are poised for national championship. So,
yeah, give me a true. I think he's got it dead on, Shane.
Yeah.
And you know, I know the quarterback has been, the play has been inconsistent.
Yeah.
And there was all this hype and all this with Nico. But, I mean, he just damn won me back with this Joey Aguilar throwing this kid. I honestly thought he'd be a damn disaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's been a damn revelation. So, again, they got number one quarterback in the country in high school committed.
Yeah.
Who knows if that really means anything. But let's just assume... Or not assume, but let's say they do get one of these elite quarterbacks eventually.
Yeah.
Hendon Hooker was elite. They get a guy like that, I think Tennessee can beat anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like a little bit of it's tough. It's tough to find the quarterback that you need, but I feel like the longer that Heupel's doing this, the more he's figuring out what's best for his system. So, yeah, I like his recruiting moving forward.
Yeah. All right, how about this one, Shane? Cousin Texas Horns Nut.
Nice name.
Does this year have the feelings of 2007? Do we see a wide-open SEC? And if anybody's forgotten 2007, that was a year LSU lost two games.
Yeah.
Never in regulation, but they won the national championship. South Florida was number two in the country at one point. I think Rutgers was like top five. This was just the wildest damn year on record. Are you feeling any shades of that, Shane?
I feel like this is more. This is different, Mike. This is just. Yeah. This is the most talented as a group the SEC has ever been, in my opinion. So
the wealth has been spread.
Yeah, yeah, but. Yeah, I would say that, and more importantly, it's just better talent. Kids are just better athletes these days than they were in 2007. I know it sounds crazy, but yeah, I just feel like they're built a little different these days. You'll see some videos, and they'll be like, "This kid's a he's a ninth grader." You're like, "Dude, that guy'd whoop my ass in a heartbeat." You know, it's like they don't make
Mizzou Shane. He said 2007 also the year Missouri and Kansas. Remember that was 1-2, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was a wild, wild year.
2007, that was a good year, man. I was in a lot better shape back then. Probably not. I was probably the same.
Hey, how about this one from Ignorant Ag?
Yeah.
Is it possible Jackson Arnold outplays John Mateer? I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. I'm a little worried. I'm worried about that room. I'm not convinced, and you've got banged up wide receivers too. I'm worried. I do think Jackson will lead rushing. You know, I think there'll be that. But as far as QBR and taking over a game, I think Mateer has the upper hand on that one.
Okay, how about this one from Kenneth Martin? Which game will Arch get benched?
Sam Houston. Not so much benched, but I do think they pull him early.
No, this is straight benching is the question. Not resting him for next week. Like getting pulled like Quinn Ewers did against Georgia.
I don't think it ever happens, honestly. And if it does, it is late in the year, so give me Georgia.
I'll say Oklahoma.
It's too early, man. Sark's riding this one out.
You can bench someone and bring him back, but you can also bench him and say he needed to be benched for that.
Yeah.
All right, final football, till we get to food questions. Shout out to Ashley. We know how much you hate walking. Would Cousin Shane walk 10 miles straight if it meant the Vols were going undefeated and winning the Natty?
Without a doubt, yes.
I think he'd say no.
No, I would do the walking. I would do that. And but one thing like I never got was the like, would you cut your pinky off? You know, no, I wouldn't do any of that. You know, but hell, I may lose some pinky toes if I walk 10 miles.
All right, Cousin Trey, appreciate you. Food questions coming up right after this one, Shane. After last weekend, if Austin Simmons throws two picks in the first half, do they pull him for Chambliss?
Yes. Yes.
I don't think he's playing.
No, I don't either. I don't. Why would you? Seriously, why would you? You're not forcing a quarterback competition. You can just play it out and see what happens.
Right.
This is a safe bet, man. Tulane is a tough team. This is a good trial for them. And if he does two games back-to-back, I think you keep rolling with him. Play that hot hand.
Now here's the interesting twist, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if Kiffin gives a damn about this. I don't know what they're paying this Chambliss guy.
Yeah.
But I believe they're paying Austin Simmons millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Does that factor into it at all? And I'm not saying for this game, but I'm saying basically I think what they got away is what's the ceiling with Chambliss?
Yeah.
Who struggles to throw down the field. And I think the ceiling is higher with Austin Simmons, and you conceivably have him for as many as I don't think 3 years, but
right.
I think he could. You know, they anticipate him going to the NFL before that. But you have Austin Simmons for multiple years. If you make his damn switch to Chambliss,
yeah,
I don't think he's coming back.
No, I don't either. That's a good point too. It's a slippery slope, right?
Right.
I don't know if there is a right answer, but you know, at the end of the day, what helps me get a win this week? And if it's Simmons, you ride with him. If it's not, then you don't. I think that's what it needs to boil down to. And if you lose a quarterback then it wasn't meant to be to begin with. So I feel like Lane Kiffin is always going to have a successful quarterback on his roster and doesn't necessarily have to be the two that are there now.
Yeah. Hey, shout out Kalen DeBoer's agent, Shane, gave us some money. Did we oversell Art's relation to Peyton and Eli? He's their nephew. That's only 25% Manning DNA, which means he's 75% not Peyton or Eli.
I mean, you know, we all got that one family member that's going
to. Damn, we're getting too harsh on this guy, I feel like. But you know who's not getting too harsh, Shane?
Jared.
Jared, shout out, Jared.
Should have went to Jared's.
Jared gifted Huddy K. What a name. Huddy,
welcome to the family.
Courtesy of Jared. Man, these LSU fans, they're in good spirits, as they should be. You know what?
Speaking of spirits, this Tennessee legend is calling my name.
Just like Craig Morton, Oklahoma's 50 conference championships, 7 natties, 7 Heismans, ranked top 5 in the country, top 2 in the SEC, in most categories over 131 years, and you better get ready for more.
You sound like Dabo now. Huh? I'm 55 years old. I ain't going to the beach. I'll go somewhere else.
Is Oklahoma turned into Texas from last year?
We don't need the cliff notes. We'll learn. I feel like Oklahoma is doing exactly what they need to do, Mike, and that is just beating football teams, right? Just getting back down to the basics. And every game that they've played, I know who's the better offense. I know who's the better defense. And I feel like I know who's the better coaching. And if you do that every single week, Mike, this thing will play itself out. We'll know exactly how great Oklahoma can be.
Hey, a serial killer. But he spelled it serial the way you
nice.
Like it. News alert, Auburn found another natty under the couch.
Damn, they just keep winning.
All right. Now Shane's favorite, the food questions. We're going to lead with Cousin Trey. Always ask food questions here.
Yeah.
Pecan Sandies or Fig Newtons?
Fig Newtons.
I don't know. I got to Google. I've not had this pecan sandy.
We have talked about this. This is what Papaw had. And it's like it wasn't like the real deal. It's like the Nestle version, but it's a real dry cookie. You know, it's real good with coffee. You know, it pairs well, as Mike would say, with coffee.
Mm-hmm. Is this look?
Yeah, they call them Sandies. Did you look up Sandies?
I mean, pecan sandy, yeah. That's what.
Yeah, that's kind of like this one right there. Oh, you can't see what I'm... That top left. No, not that one. No. Well, I mean, those are the fancier versions of them. Go over one to the second one. Yes, that would be the closest one there.
Okay.
That's kind of what it looks like. But it's a real dry cookie. And like I said, with a cup of coffee, though, I mean, you're going to wipe. You could do a whole line.
And they wonder why we can't lose weight, Shane. Come on.
Fig Newtons, though. I don't know if you call them cookies, but they don't get enough respect. Those dudes are awesome, and there's a way to eat them. And if you're a professional like me, you know exactly how that is.
All right, how about this one, Shane? Chips Ahoy or Firework Oreos? You had Firework Oreos?
Firework Oreos. Now, that one's a new one on me.
Here's what he said. He gave us a description. They have Pop Rocks in the stuffing.
Hey, why would you do that? No, I don't want to. No, I'm not doing that. I don't do any Pop Rocks. Those things, it feels like something bad's about to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Like, yeah, no.
So Chips Ahoy it is, right?
Chips Ahoy it is. Not even close. Anything with Pop Rocks, I'm out.
Okay. I don't understand the question. No baked cookies or chocolate chip cookies? Okay.
Yeah,
no baked cookies or chocolate chip cookies fresh out of the oven?
Fresh out of the oven. And I'm a Toll House guy. Cheap. They now do them in squares. You're still not supposed to eat them raw. That's what I like about them is like you can go ahead and get your layer out, pop off about four of those dudes on the end. Mm-hmm. Those are little appetizers. And then you put them in the oven, 12 minutes, you're boom, you're ready. The trick is you gotta throw the pan down, though, so it kind of just the cookies. And if you got parchment paper and you pull it off real quick on the counter, you can eat those bad boys in 35 seconds.
Mulatto cookies or the ones that came in the blue tin your mama had?
I was never a fan of, I don't want to say that. The shortbread, I wouldn't kick it out of the bed. But the one that I didn't like that was in there, it kind of had like this cherry gummy stuff in it, you know? So it's like, they got eight. They were just the last ones consumed, you know?
Liquid says Shane's got it down to a size.
You know it's bad when you ain't even got to read the instructions, you know?
All right, I'm curious where you go here, Shane. Snickerdoodle cookie or white chocolate macadamia nut cookie?
Snickerdoodle cookie or white macadamia. A doctor ain't going to like this, but it is definitely the first one there.
Yeah.
And if you get a fresh batch of them, too, when they're warm, a lot of cinnamon, though. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous cookie.
That's why I was kind of hoping you didn't go that route.
Maybe it's because I know I'm not supposed to have them. You know, I'm not supposed to have any cookies, but here we are.
All right, how about this one from Brandon MacGyver?
Yeah.
Would you rather snack on boiled peanuts or fried pickles?
Fried pickles. You know.
Do you want to share the fried pickle story? Do you remember that? I don't even know if you remember that.
Please, we waited for them and then they didn't show up.
Well, that's not quite what I was told. So this is what happened. Drunk. Yeah, it was actually during a podcast meetup. We went out to eat barbecue and I ordered fried pickles. And it's true, they were very late. And then I stepped away from the table and I came back and they were gone. That's how I remember it.
Damn, they took them, huh?
And Shane didn't even want them. He's like, fried pickles, that sounds gross.
No, I like fried pickles. The problem is, it's a science. You know, you're talking about a science. You can't just fry. The worst fried pickle is the Spears. So they come in, these Spears, and then they just deep fry them. It's lazy. It's not good.
Right.
And you got to be careful, too. Some people will have them thick cut. Like when you get past the breading, there's like that much pickle. Come on. I don't want to eat a pickle. I want to eat breading with a little pickle flavor to it, you know? So crisp the shit out of them. That I think the pickles are without a doubt the right answer there.
All right. And then Jeff Sloat, question for Shane. You're invited to a watch party. What snack or / treat are you bringing?
Well, hopefully you got everything there already. But if I'm bringing something, that's a good question. I like everything. I'm not okay.
So what you bringing though?
I'll
Les got the answer. Pizza.
Ripple. This may surprise you. I'll get some like Ripple chips with Dean's dip, that ranch dip.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's interesting. I never would have guessed that.
You wouldn't know it, but I like hummus too. That red pepper hummus, I tried some of that with wheat thins. Pairs well with wheat thins.
See, you're getting it.
And a Diet Coke.
All right, so, hey, shout out cousin Charlie Taylor, last one here.
Okay.
Now, in fairness, he asked this last week.
Yeah.
He sent it via email. I missed it, and he really wants these questions answered. So, shout out cousin Charlie Taylor, a.k.a. Kamuki Dog. He's in the comments here. So, again, this came last week. If Tennessee beats Georgia, what's the percentage chance they storm the field?
Zero, because we've been there, you know? It's like, okay. We don't do that. That's poverty programs.
All right, and then I swear, the rest of these are food. Arby's curly fries or Chick-fil-A waffle fries?
Waffle fries.
Wrong answer.
It's the right answer.
Best thing to put in your grits, sugar, butter, or cheese?
Not a big grits guy, but... If I did, it's probably sugar. I mean, the last time, sugar and a little butter. I like butter too, though.
I don't think so. Maybe I've been living under a rock. I didn't even know people put sugar in the grits.
Well, it depends on what route you're going. You know, if it's a breakfast thing, that's what I'll do. If it's not like I've had it with shrimp and stuff. You know, obviously I'm not going to do any of that. But I'm just not a big grits guy, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but yeah, butter, cheese, sugar. That's turned me off. Nerds or sweet tarts?
Neither. I mean, that's
Mr.
That's
a, cereal won't eat Nerds or sweet tarts?
No, not Nerd. Those little clusters, those are good. Got the rope? You know what I'm talking about? That's doable.
Yeah, I like sweet tarts. All right, final one.
Yeah,
it's right up your alley, Shane. I believe yes. There's one of these locations not 2 miles from your house.
Yeah.
Gordita Supreme or Chalupa Supreme?
Gordita. I was told that meant little fat boy, and I don't know if that's true or not, but when them gorditas first came out, I wore them out. I was your size when them gorditas came out. They got the, I've heard that they've brought back some of the classics, the double deckers back on the shelf.
You've heard.
Yeah, I've just heard. I've a little rumor. My wife, she likes those caramel apple empanadas.
Hey, cereal killer's back. Arch's yeah. favorite cookie, paint chips. Be nice, Mr. Cereal Killer. Don't kill us. All right, so that's all for the questions. Shane, anything else before we hop off the line?
No, I appreciate all the cousins hanging out, and I appreciate all cousins that were there this morning. I know it's a little early, but I thought we had a really good time on there. So be sure to check us out tomorrow. We got
you're burning the midnight candle on both ends.
Man, I never sleep. I never sleep. And JP, I appreciate you putting the list together. I really do, man. I can't say it enough. JP's a true legend. Shout outs go to Junior, Steven Up, Georgia Boy for Life, Dennis Mara, Carl Judkins, D-Stan, Marshall Chiles, Gunner Ward, Crazy Cheese, Texas Traveler, Bryce Carter, Daniel Denny, P5 Caudry, Austin Wayne, Arzell, Cousin JR, Dustin MIZ, Mr. Precise, Matthew Dealer, Liquid Flames, Benton Burge, Jared Asson, Kalen DeBoer's agent, Craig Morgan, and Serial Killer. Thank you all for those donations. And man, I tell you what, we have got some damn picks for y'all tomorrow, so be sure to tune in. And thank you for everything you guys have done. Truly appreciate it. And I love you guys. It's late and I apologize. I'm rambling.
He's getting emotional. And don't forget, power rankings of the quarterbacks coming updated in the afternoon around lunchtime. So we got double the content for you tomorrow. Stay locked in. We appreciate you. Like, subscribe, and please share. That's the best way to help the show grow. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.
Pay these prices and please pay no more.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.